Welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you in 97.9 The Hill Studios. Excited tonight because we are joined in the studio by a very special guest, Libby Rodenboe, who's been a major figure in the local music scene for a long time. Her work with Mipso you know very well. She's also a major solo artist in her own right, and she just came out with her second full-length album as a solo artist, Between the Blades, on Sleepy Cat Records. It's out now. There's going to be an album release show next week Thursday at the Haw River Ballroom. We'll talk about that in a little bit as well. But Libby's here in the studio tonight. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, Aaron, good to see you.
The album's fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Love listening to it. Let's hear a song. What are we going to hear first?
Okay. I'm going to start off with a quiet, contemplative one about aging and the way that a first love ages. And this one's called Easier to Run.
Go for it.
Coming or going, the water's fine. I can see your sweat rolling down. Swimming or drowning, I know it's a draw from the shore. And now I see the cool of the clouds. So I open my mouth and I choke on my tongue, and another season's gone. In your circle, in the bottom of the hole, in my drum, and the clock just gets easier to run down. I'm a sensible engine, I'm a well-tuned machine. You're beautiful, broken down, down. And I can hear the answers, but they only talk to me. And I fear the way they pull on my hand. So I open my eyes and I'm stuck on the sun. Another season's gone. In your circle, in the bottom of the hole, in my drum, and the clock just gets easier to run down. I could stand the sticky sheets. I would go to the city if I was young. I'd sail across the ocean if I could bear to rock and roll. But I'm earthbound the way that I'm strung. So I open my mouth and I choke on my tongue, and another season's gone. In your circle, in the bottom of the hole, in my drum, and the clock just gets easier to run down.
Awesome. You're listening to Libby Rodenboe. That was Easier to Run. Live performance of that song, which is on the new album, Between the Blades. I think I like that better than the album version. I love the album version.
Thank you.
The album version is like on heavy rotation on WCHL right now, and that was fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. We're going to be back with more of Libby Rodenboe. We'll hear more about the brand new album and a couple of more songs when we come back on Live and Local after this on 97.9 The Hill. 97.9 The Hill, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio. We are live and local tonight, live with Libby Rodenboe, whose brand new album, Between the Blades, is just out on Sleepy Cat Records. Upcoming album release show next week, Thursday, at the Hog River Ballroom. You're not going to want to miss it. Thanks again for being with us tonight.
It's my pleasure.
So I want to go back to Easier to Run, which we're talking right at the end of that segment is such a great song. Like, it's one of my favorites of the year. Tell us about like where you were when you were like personally and geographically, like when you were writing that song.
Like, I believe I was in my living room, and I was in temporally I was in my 30th or I guess my 31st year of life. Mm-hmm. And I was reflecting on how I'm just getting old enough to start to be really nostalgic about my early adulthood.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about my first love, and the way that it's still it still hits me somewhere in my gut, but it's like I have so many other layers of experiences that have happened to me that it feels like a duller type of pain, and I was struggling with how that's you know, it makes it easier to survive when pain isn't as sharp, but it's also there's something really, like I feel a loss. I feel a loss of the intensity of feelings that I had when I was 20 years old. And so it's a bittersweet song. You know, it's not entirely dark, but there's something certainly very sad about that feeling.
Yeah. When you write a song, does it all come in one go, or does it take a while to like finish the lyrics?
It depends. And some of them I feel like I have to really like grind it out to finish a song. But that one was one where I basically just, it was first thought, best thought. And the verses just came out just as they are, basically.
Tell us about the album Between the Blades.
So my first album I was making here and there, like in the spaces between Mipso tours. And it was recorded in like, you know, 12 different locations and with whoever I could get to help me at any given time, and a lot of stuff done on my own at home. And for my second album, I really wanted to have a band and basically to perform the songs live. So I carved out some time in early 2021, I guess that was. Was it 22? Who knows? Sometime in
time
the
time is a
the,
flat wheel. Yeah.
This most recent period of history in the world is when I made this album, and we went to Alex Bingham, who plays bass and co-produced the album, has a lake house his family does where he sets up a studio every winter called Bedtown, and we went up there and holed up in January for about 6 days, and the band and I recorded this album.
Nice. Do you feel like the album is about anything in particular? Like, is there a theme?
I mean, I think it's about the stage of life that I'm in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's my songs are generally, with some exceptions, they're just about my life. And they're a way of, they're part of my my own, like, processing of what's happening to me in real time. And then reflections on the past, obviously, pretty solid songwriting fodder.
Other than like the process of recording, like what do you see as the difference between that first album, Spectacle of Love, and this one?
I guess first album has some kind of, I tried not to let it, but it has some kind of like import to it.
Right.
That's a little daunting.
Yeah.
And second album didn't feel that way. I feel like this is, you know, the second of question mark, you know, as they say on Twitter threads. I hope I'll have so many albums that I can barely keep them straight in my mind anymore.
Just like a Twitter thread, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Speaking with Libby Rodenboe, who you can find on social media at Rodeo Walrus, which I have to ask about the origins of Rodeo Walrus. What is that about?
I wish I had some kind of logic to it. I'll say this. When I made that handle on Instagram, I didn't have a sense that Instagram was going to be an important part of anyone's life.
Like a thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear another song off of the album. What are we going to hear?
All right. I'm going to play Another World, which is the first track.
That and Easier to Run are my two favorites on the album.
I couldn't have planned
this
any
better. So you really couldn't have. Yeah. Take it away.
All right. You can call me names. You can say that I am stuck in my ways. You can see what you want. That's your prerogative. We are only here to take it in and make our beds. Maybe it will be the one who does it best. But if it all goes south, there will be dancing down there. 'Cause I know that I am not the only one who needs another world. Everybody knows it's too bad what we've come to, but we get our itches scratched, except the one, you know, the one between the blades. You can see what you want, that's your prerogative. It's just that every time I pick up my camera, it says, what are you gonna do? Take a new kind of picture, say a new prayer for the world, get blood from a stone, tell a new kind of joke. Everybody knows it's too bad what we've come to, but we get our itches scratched, except the one, you know, the one between the blades. Maybe you will be the one who reaches that. But if it all goes south, there will be dancing down there. 'Cause I know that I'm not the only one who needs another world. I know that I am not the only one who needs another world. I know that I am not the only one who needs another world. I know that I'm not the only one who needs another world. Oh, I know that I'm not the only one who needs another world. I know I'm not the only one who needs another world.
Nice. You were listening to Libby Rodenbow. That is Another World, live performance of a song off of the new album Between the Blades, which is out now. We're going to have more from Libby, another song. We'll talk about the show coming up next week at the Hog River Ballroom, the album release show, and a whole lot more when we come back on Live and Local after this on 97.9 The Hill. We're back on Live and Local. I'm Aaron Keck here in the studio with you this evening, joined tonight by Libby Rodenbow, whose new album is Between the Blades. It's out now on Sleepy Cat Records. Again, fantastic album, and thank you so much for being with us tonight and playing some songs live off of it.
Absolutely.
You're also with Mipso, which has been a great band in the area for more than a decade now, and Joseph Terrell from Mipso was in a couple of weeks ago with his own solo album, and he was saying that you, as a band, also have an album coming out this fall, right?
We do. It's coming out in August, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we just put out a single last week.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah, so like, as someone who just finished a solo album and is working on a band album, like, when you sit down to write a song, do you know as you're writing it, like, this is a Libby song or this is a Mipso song? How does that work out?
I generally don't. I try as much as I can to shut out, like, every step of the process that happens after writing while I'm writing, because I don't really want to, like, pollute the writing process with any of those kinds of thoughts at all. But sometimes as it's, like, taking shape, it becomes clear to me that it's, like, especially if it's so personal and so specific to my experience that I don't really want to let anybody else into the arrangement process,
right,
then I'm like, well, that better be a solo song.
Because at some point you have to make that decision, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of them, especially my first album, a lot of them were like rejects from, you know, things that didn't work out for Mipso. And I thought, well, I still like this song and I see life in it. And so it's been a nice way to, I don't know, I think it's important in a creative life not to feel constrained or not to feel like you're, you know, in a box.
Mm-hmm.
So that one way to do that, I guess, is to diversify your portfolio.
Like, have multiple outlets.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, yeah. Tell us about the show that's coming up on Thursday of next week.
Well, this is the only show I have on the books for my solo project. So I'm really excited. And it's a very rare thing for me, which is it's a full band show. And it's the band that played on the album. So it's Alex Bingham, Saman Kujinian, Jay Hammond, who has the his performance name is Trippers and Askers. You might know his
yep.
stuff. And did I say Joe Westerlund?
Not yet.
Okay,
yeah.
Joe Westerlund's playing the drums and percussion. Absolute master, wonderful person. And Kate Rudy's singing harmonies. And we're going to be playing with an incredible, ripping, old-time bluegrass band called Hard Drive.
Yeah.
That's some of my favorite musicians. So it will be a beautiful night.
That's going to be a great lineup. That's
I'm
really
excited.
Cool.
Yeah.
Super fun. All right. What else do you have coming up? I know album for Mipso in August, and then beyond that, what?
Well, also next week, for anybody who's like trying to sort of like overdo it on the live music, on
that
Wednesday.
Is probably like 80% of our listeners.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
good on you guys. You've got more stamina than me. on Wednesday of next week, the day before my show at the ballroom, our country cover band that Joseph is in with me as well, called Hard Tuck Review, is playing a free public show in Raleigh in City Plaza. They're
nice.
Doing like this Live After Five series. So we'll be playing a bunch of like late 90s, early 2000s country songs.
Outlet number 3.
That's yeah. absolutely right. Yeah. An
nice.
Important one for my country covers.
Yeah. People want to find you online. What's the best place?
One day we'll have a website, I think, but for now you can just find me on Sleepy Cat's website. They've got a nice little artist page for me, or you can go on my Bandcamp, and all my releases are there, and I love Bandcamp, and I like to send messages to my followers on there. So that's like, if you want to sort of be in contact with me and hear about what I'm working on, that's the best way.
And Sleepy Cat Records website is sleepycatrec.com, is that right?
I think that's right.
But almost positive. Yeah.
We'll have to double check it. You'll find it.
Well, the album is Between the Blades. It is out now on Sleepy Cat Records. We're here with Libby Rodenbow. Let's hear one more song. What are we going to wrap up with?
All right. This one is called Waking World.
Go for it.
I see you in the waking world. You've shaken off my dream of you. Remember how it was before? Yes, there was another place. I never put my dreams to rest. Now I walk around the corner.
The album is Between the Blades. It's out now on Sleepy Cat Records. SleepyCatRec.com is, in fact, the website, so you can go there and find out more. The artist is Libby Rodenboe. She's going to be playing at the Haw River Ballroom on Thursday of next week, June 22nd, along with Hard Drive, HawRiverBallroom.com, if you want tickets and more information. Thank you so much for being with us. It's been fantastic.
Thank you, Aaron.